broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona. It's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host, Jacqueline Nicole, on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Hey, everybody. This is Jacqueline, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. It is so blessed, and it's my blessing and my honor to receive you into my heart tonight as my guest. And a little bit about this show, it was created from a personal blog of mine, and the Lord really put in my heart to start a blog just about my personal life and testimonies and devotionals to encourage women that to be in the best shape of your life, it's not just physical, but it's mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And when we are healthy from the inside out, not only do we glorify God more, but we become the woman that we were born to be, that we were created and destined with a purpose and a calling to be. And what I like to do on this show is I will bring women that are positive role models and great examples in our community that not only do things for the Lord, but they're just such a bright light and they really inspire and encourage me. And I love having them on the show so that, you know, I can pick their brain a little bit and their heart and ask them questions that I feel would really motivate and inspire women in today's day and age. And whatever someone is going through, that there is someone on the show that is for everybody. And so that is the heart of this show. And I am so excited tonight because I have a beautiful, amazing friend of mine that I got to meet last year during this awesome women's ministry called Jesus Chicks. And during that time, me and another friend were asked to be leaders of a small group, and we were given a few girls that volunteered to be in groups, and this is how I met her. But she is so sweet, she's so kind, and she's one of the most generous women that I've ever met before, and she's really good at encouraging and inspiring you. She's an amazing wife and a very sweet mother to an adorable little boy, and so I'm excited to introduce Sabrina.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm so excited to be here.
You are welcome. And I want to make sure that I say your last name right. So it's Bacchus, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to double check because I didn't want to mess up your name on the air. But
thank you.
Just so people know your full name. Anyways, with you being on the show, it is such an honor and a joy and a privilege to me.
Thank you.
And just for our viewers at home, is there something that you would like to share, maybe a little bit just about your personal life to kind of warm up the viewers of who you are so they could get to know you a little bit?
Well, as you mentioned, my name is Sabrina Bacchus. Jesus, my husband, and my son are the loves of my life. I've been married to my husband, Josh, for 5 years now. And our son, his name is David, and he is one year old.
Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
Thank you. He's our little joy.
I love that. And I just wanted to, you know, say again that when I first met you, and you're so sweet, and you're soft-spoken, but at the same time, like, you have such a big heart for God, and I think that you're an amazing example of being a bright light to others, and you are so encouraging and inspiring to me, especially, you know, during some hard, challenging seasons in my life, you know, and God put in your heart to reach out to me, and you would always say something that was, like, the nail on the head, like so specific to what I was going through, yet I didn't like say anything to you. But you're so obedient to God and you're so loving and kind with your words. And when you reached out to me, it overwhelmingly blessed me. And I was like, I can't believe like how sweet she is that she would take her time. And you're so genuine and sincere about it. And I think that's rare to find in friendships these days.
Thank you so much. That really blesses me to be able to hear that back, that you know, walking in obedience to God and things that he put in my heart. You know, sometimes it's nerve-wracking or you don't know how somebody's going to respond. So that's a blessing to hear that it blessed you in those ways.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so before we get into some of our questions for today, I always like to ask people if they are comfortable with sharing their testimony, because that's one thing that has really helped me grow in my relationship with God, is when I would hear other people's testimony, you know, it brings hope, and it really helps other people feel like they're not alone, because they think that sometimes when we're going through challenging times, or you know, we have a big decision to make, and we feel like, oh my gosh, like no one around me in my personal circle, like, is going through the same thing. I don't feel like anyone understands me.
Yeah.
When we hear other people's testimonies, and we're like, oh my gosh, like I can relate, you know? Yeah. And I think that it's just a fun way to kind of break the ice for tonight. And then, you know, we'll get into our questions in a little bit, but I will let you be as brave as you want to be and tell whatever you want to tell about your testimony.
Absolutely. Well, as a child, my mom always talked to me about God, and but it never was really a relationship of my own. It was just taking in her faith and seeing her example. And when I was a kid, my parents got divorced, and, you know, of course that impacted me as a child, and especially the circumstances leading up to the divorce affected me as a child. And I remember after we found out that they were going to get divorced, my brother and I were playing in our backyard, and it was a stormy day. And my mom was on the phone. The sky was, you know, that coppery, real stormy. But right above our house, there was this perfect heart shape, and it was a clear blue sky. And I actually had my mom send me the picture today. I wish I could show it to the viewers. But I remember my mom telling me that that was God speaking to us and telling us that everything was going to be okay. And so following that, we stayed with a friend of my mom's for a while till we were able to get our own place. And once I hit adolescence, you know, I was still really taking in, you know, the unstableness, I guess, or the chaoticness of those events. And I found myself hanging out with the wrong crowd in high school. And I don't know how to explain it, but I always felt like God was pursuing me in my life, even though I hadn't really started a relationship with Him. I always felt like He was pursuing my heart. And so I knew that that wasn't a road that I wanted to go down, and I ended up just leaving school was my answer. And so for half a year, my freshman year, I wasn't in school. And during that time, I had an amazing friend, Amanda, of mine, who we started going to youth group together at a church. And I'm so thankful for youth leaders like yourself, because that is really where I learned who Jesus is and who He is in my own life. And they had a night where they had a big wooden cross in their auditorium, and they turned the lights down low and had candles, and they told us anything that we wanted to lay at the cross that we could. And, you know, whether that was sin in our past or burdens that we were carrying, that Jesus would wash those away, that He would carry those burdens for us. And so that's what I did. I kind of just took everything that had been on my heart and laid it there at the cross, and walked away and left it there. And I accepted Jesus into my heart. And not to say that, you know, there hasn't been struggles since then, but now I know where my hope is found. Now I know that there is a strong tower, that a steady rock that I can stand on in the midst of storms. And and I ended up finishing high school a year early, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, after
that's
that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm going to ask more about that in a little bit. Thank you so much. That was so brave of you, and I know that that took a lot of courage to say. And, you know, I've heard bits and pieces of your testimony when we were in Jesus Chicks, but I think this was the first time I really heard, like, the whole thing. And it touches me because my testimony is so similar to that. And I really relate to what you were saying because my parents got a divorce too when I had just graduated high school, but, you know, during the course of from junior high to high school, it was hard.
Right,
and so,
right.
You know, my parents weren't always doing good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were always blessed. We always had a roof over our head and God, you know, took care of us. But it was definitely a hard, long season before that. So I totally understand, you know, where you're coming from, because when my parents got a divorce, you know, me and my mom moved out too. But, you know, you go from living under the roof of both parents, mm-hmm. right? And then all of a sudden it's me and my mom. And so I had to work full time for 2 years before I could even buy my own car to go to college. So, you know, my parents couldn't afford at that time to, you know, help me go to school. So it was that feeling of when you feel all alone, but you're really not because God is there, but it's, you know, fear sometimes can be so strong in our lives. And when we allow fear to cripple us, especially if we don't know the truth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could make it overwhelming for us. So, you know, when you were saying that with the heart shape in the sky.
Yeah.
I love that because, and I talk a little more about it earlier, but in a previous interview that I had, I was sharing about a dream that God spoke into my heart right after my parents had got a divorce, and it was kind of like the darkest, I want to say, place in my life that I felt. And, you know, I heard God's voice in that dream telling me that everything was going to be okay. And that was really the only question I had for him, was just, is everything going to be okay? And I heard his voice in my dream say yes. And so I just love how, you know, your testimony is so similar, but not only that, there's so many other people listening that can relate too.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how, you know, God just shows his love through like a thread within people, you know, that we all have something similar to share. And you guys, I am so excited that I get to talk more to Sabrina. We do have to go to a commercial break, but when we come back, we are going to be talking about questions being a wife and a mother and stepping out of our comfort zone. So stay tuned.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. I don't know if you heard our previous segment, but just to kind of touch on what we were talking about earlier, I have the beautiful and amazing Sabrina Backus with me tonight in the studio. And she was so brave and courageous, and she was sharing her testimony on, you know, when she was younger and when she gave her heart to Christ and how God had helped her when she was younger through her parents' divorce. And it was touching to my heart because I have a similar testimony too. And, you know, that's one of the things that I love in being a youth leader, you know, because you were saying that when your friend and you went to church, it was a youth event, and then that's when, you know, they gave you the opportunity to make Jesus your Lord and Savior. But, you know, my whole heart of being a youth leader and teaching junior high is, you know, that those were the years where I felt like I struggled a lot in my identity. Mm-hmm. And when we're young, you're like a sponge, you know, you soak everything up, and we all have opportunities and, you know, things that happen to us when we're little to be offended or to get hurt or, you know, even if your parent or a sister or a teacher hurt you, you don't know their story and their background, you know, mm-hmm. because hurt people hurt people. And so my heart to be a youth leader is really I see myself in their eyes and I'm like, wow, you know, all the things that God has taught me up until this point in my life, I want to pour that back into them. Is that if that was like the younger me, you know, what would I tell myself when I was that age to encourage them? Because that's such a fragile stage of someone's life where I feel like, you know, the choices that you make, you could either go down the right path or the wrong path. And it's not that, you know, God, in whatever age you're at in your life, can't get you back on the right path or restore and heal any broken parts in your heart. It's just nice when you can plant those seeds when they're younger, because even if they fall away, you know, the truth will always stick with us. Mm-hmm. And when you were saying that, you know, ever since you were little, you always felt like God was pursuing your heart. And that's how I felt too, because in high school, I didn't have the right friends either. And I hung out with the wrong kids and we were at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I had such a praying mom that she really was praying for me, and prayer is so powerful because yes. I felt his love and his grace pursuing my heart and helping me, you know, somehow get off of that beaten path that everyone takes, you know, if you're doing wrong things, you're with the wrong friends or, you know, it just always ends up in heartache and regret. And, you know, in the previous show that I had Michelle Hunter, and her testimony was crazy about how God had redeemed her past of being a criminal. And, you know, she had the wrong friends too, and getting in the wrong crowd and overcoming drug abuse and, you know, addiction and all kinds of things. And God restored her. And it's awesome because in that restoration, when she met her husband, she talks about how, you know, she has another testimony with her husband, Tommy Hunter, and how they were married twice and divorced once. And in that time period, God was really teaching her what being love is. Because I think for us, you know, when we accept Jesus into our heart and he forgives us of our sins, I feel like, you know, after a while, it's a concept that we kind of hear over and over again. And we get used to the idea and the fact like, oh, well, God is love, so of course he's going to forgive me. But we forget that in the Bible, God says that we were made in his image. And when we accept Christ into our heart as our Lord and Savior, we go on this journey of walking with him and becoming more like him, you know, as he piece by piece, step by step, lays out the plans and the purpose and the calling he has for us. And, you know, even Jesus talks about in the Bible that there's going to be many opportunities for trials and tribulation and for us to get offended and to get hurt, because Jesus was a, you know, had many opportunities to get offended, and he was persecuted and he suffered on our behalf. And, you know, he forgives us when we least deserve it. And one of the callings that he places on all of our lives when we accept him into our heart to become more like him is to forgive others when they least deserve it, and becoming love and walking that out, you know, as hard as it is, because love is a choice. It's not just a feeling. And because I know that you're a wife, and I know that, you know, being love, especially in marriage, is so important, especially to stay together and to have a healthy relationship. And I just wanted to ask you if you wouldn't mind sharing with our viewers a little bit about what does being love mean to you, and how do you feel like having a relationship with Jesus has helped you in your marriage and in other relationships in your life?
Well, being loved, what it means to me, I think, you know, going in, I met my husband when I was 19, the way, so we were real young, and when we entered into our marriage, I didn't have a full understanding of what forgiveness was or what love is, and I thought, like you said, that they were both feelings, and I heard a sermon once recently that was talking about how, you know, God commands us to love, and so it's not a feeling. He can't command you to feel a certain way all of a sudden if I told you be, you know, really sad right now or scared right now or something like that. You know, you can act, but it's not really a feeling.
Right.
And it's a choice. They're both choices, love and forgiveness. And I think that's the difference between, you know, the flame that you have when you're dating of feelings and that long burning ember of a fire of a choice to love, you know, through everything, trials and struggles that you go through, and a choice to forgive through the same. So that's what I would say I feel is love in marriage, and have learned that love is in marriage, is that it's a choice. And I would say, as far as my relationship and how it's affected my marriage, my relationship with Jesus, he is a lighthouse to us. His word, you know, sometimes I think we look at it and think that it takes fun away, but he's our creator. He created our hearts, and he knows how they operate and what is going to give us a blessed life. And following his word has really blessed us. And also, the Holy Spirit is like a lighthouse to me also, in that, in those moments where, you know, I want to say the comeback, or I want to, you know, fight to be right, or I want to say, you know, something, a snarky retort too, the Holy Spirit ministers to me and brings up Bible verses in my mind, and, you know, beckons me to speak life over my marriage instead of speaking death, you know, into my marriage. And
I love that. That's really good. And I feel like, you know, it's so important in a marriage, 100%, and in any relationship that you have. I feel like it doesn't matter if it's a coworker, if it's a friend, a husband, a sibling, you know, a grandparent, a mom or dad, there is opportunities every single day for us to be offended. And I think in this society, it's so easy because we live in a me-centered society. So it's always about me, you know, my comfort, you know, what makes me happy. And I'm kind of going to go out on a limb here, because I know that people may disagree, and that's okay. But there is a term that I have heard recently, and it bothers me a little bit. And maybe it's just because when I hear this term, I'm thinking of it in a different perspective than other people mean it. So if someone has said this term, I'm definitely not like looking down on them or think that, oh my gosh, you're so selfish because you said this. It's just when I heard it and I kind of contemplated it in my heart, I'm like, wow, that has a double meaning. And so the term that I'm talking about is I hear people say, this doesn't serve me. You know, I only want to do things in life that serve me. And I understand, like, you know, we need to surround ourselves around people who are going to encourage us and uplift us. And I definitely understand that, you know, we should have positive things in our life surrounding us. But if our mindset is what we can get out of every situation and how someone can serve us, we're really being selfish because we're really thinking not about anyone else. We're only thinking about our best interest. And I think that it is hard. Like you said, it's a choice. But the thing that God has really been cultivating in my heart, especially recently, is that to be more like Jesus, if that's something that we desire in our hearts, it's taking other people's best interest at heart above your own. So when we trust God and we know that he loves us and we're spending time in his word, you know, in the Bible when it says seek first his kingdom, when we think of other people first, he takes care of us, you know, because we always think, I need to provide for myself. I need to, you know, if I don't take care of myself, who's going to take care of me? If I don't stick up for myself, and, you know, you know, I know there's a difference from between being a doormat, right, and not sticking up for yourself in a healthy way, like having healthy boundaries. But there's a fine line between, you know, being good and doing what the Bible says. Then it's all about me. I'm selfish. I'm self-focused. I'm only thinking about myself. Because when we operate out of that place, we're not being love. You know, and if anybody was in that other person's shoes, we don't want to be loved that way either. We don't want to feel like if we're in a friendship or in a relationship that the person is only doing what's in their best interest. And they call that a fair-weathered friend. So it means that when the weather is good, the friend's always around, but as soon as the trials or the offense or something happens, the bad weather, then they leave. Then they're gone and they're not loyal. And so I think, you know, when we talk about serving, as Jesus came so he can be someone who serves others. And in the Bible, it talks about if you want to be the greatest, right, and you want to be first and you want to be the best, then learn how to serve well, learn how to help, learn how to love. And the more that you put other people first and the more that you love, you know, you're allowing God through the Holy Spirit to take care of you. And the more we allow him to take care of us, then the more he can do through us, because we're not wrapped up in our own lives, right?
Right, right. Absolutely.
And I know that you have an amazing testimony. We didn't get to touch on it this segment, but I know we can when we come back.
Okay.
But I know that you have a great testimony about your marriage and how God helped you through that and knowing that Josh was the one for you. So when we come back, we're going to talk about your testimony in marriage, and I'm so excited to hear more about it when we come back.
This is Pastor Brenda Pratt, Senior Pastor of Freedom Deed Christian Center, inviting you to worship with us on Sundays at 10:15 a.m. Listen, we are a growing, exciting ministry out in the Tulsa West Valley area, and we are looking forward to spending time with you in fellowship. We believe that many hands make a heavy load light. Come be a part of a growing ministry that seeks to honor God, serve the community, and enhance the lives of all of its members. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.
Hey, dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code. Read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. That's 800-631-1754.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning back in with us tonight. If you weren't here for the last two segments, I have my dear friend on the air with me tonight. Her name is Sabrina Backus. And we were just talking about what being loved means, right? And then we got into how we apply that in marriage or in our friendships. And I'm really excited to have you on the show because I know that you have shared with me prior, you know, in our friendship about your marriage testimony and how God really helped you get through that. And so if you wouldn't mind being a brave and courageous soul right now and just sharing on your heart what God has put to encourage other women that maybe have gone or is going through a similar situation.
Absolutely. It would be my honor to share my marriage testimony. Like I mentioned before, when my husband and I got married, we both kind of brought in baggage, for lack of a better word. And mine was, you know, not really understanding what forgiveness was or love was and some other things. And my husband brought in his struggle with pornography.
Oh, wow.
And when I found out about that, you know, I think it's only natural to have the feelings of, am I not enough and that sort of thing. But for me, it also hit me harder because that was one of the circumstances leading up to my parents' marriage. And so for some reason in my mind, I thought that it was over. I thought that, you know, this was my parents' marriage that I had stepped into. And I didn't understand, you know, why God would bring me into that. And so I kind of got into a bit of a pit of despair. Because I thought that we weren't going to be able to reconcile that. And so I got, during praying through that, I got a text message one night, and it was supposedly a wrong number, but I know it was God. And it said, God is your refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Commend him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I texted them back, and, you know, they said it was a wrong number. But
oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they mentioned that their name is Gabriel, and he said, you know, have a nice day. And it was, I think, the next week that we were in church, and my pastor happened to be talking about the angels of God, and she mentioned that Gabriel was the messenger angel.
Oh,
so if it
gosh.
Hadn't hit me then, it hit me at church, and I started to cry because, you know, of how personal it showed me what a personal level, you know, God does pursue us, pursue our hearts, is there with us in those moments of struggle, cares deeply about them. And also, it kind of opened up my mind to how personal his death on the cross was for each of us. I mean, this is really at a personal level. And so I knew what he was calling me to do with, you know, saying, commend him and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I knew I needed to make the choice of forgiveness. See, I had always thought that forgiveness would be a feeling, that something would be said to me and I would feel better and, you know, be okay to forgive. But it was a choice, and it was something that, you know, I didn't even have to make once. It was a choice I had to make over and over again. Every time it came up. And what I noticed, though, with that was that set my husband free from, you know, his chains of condemnation, and being able to forgive himself and open himself up to the Lord. And we ended up with an amazing couple at our church in Tucson, Anthony and Emily Wolf, who were the marriage ministry leaders at the time. And they met with us every Thursday for I don't even know how long, but they opened up their home to us and walked us through that, and helped Josh to learn how to handle lust that is, you know, thrown at us in this world and by society, and help me to really understand more of my identity in Christ, because I realized that I was still kind of seeking that in my husband, you know, by thinking I wasn't enough and not realizing that it was his sin struggle and not a reflection of me. So, you know, I'm actually, it might sound crazy, but I'm actually really appreciative for having gone through that, especially so early in our marriage, because I feel like it really kind of laid out all of our cards on the tables. It brought out all the struggles that we had, and we were able to walk through it before moving forward in our marriage when, you know, other trials are going to come your way, and, you know, having children complicates things. And and then also because it really glorified God in that, you know, if we had a perfect marriage from the start, we would have been thinking we were doing something right, you know. Right. But it really set that foundation of our dependency on the Lord for this, and set the foundation of forgiveness being a choice, love being a choice, which is the gospel, love and forgiveness.
That is incredible. And I think that brings so much hope to people who are hurting in their marriage or in a relationship, because, you know, we find ourselves in situations sometimes, like you said, where we feel like it's over because we're looking at our circumstances and our situations in the physical realm and our own efforts and our own abilities and our own strengths. And even though we all have gifts and talents and we all have things that we're good at, you know, and there's things that we look at ourselves and we're like, I don't need anyone's help because I'm the master at whatever skill this is. But it just shows you that no matter how good we think we are at something, life is fragile. Things can change in a blink of an eye. You can get a text message that can change your life forever. You can get that phone call that shatters your heart. You could hear someone's words spoken to you that pierce or stab you in the back, you know, or you could have a falling out with a loved one or a close friend, or, you know, maybe you go on Facebook and you see something you don't want to see and you're heartbroken and devastated. And it's like in those moments, what do we cling to? Because so many people, you know, we talk about being positive and optimistic. And I feel like in today's society, it's always like, well, I'm the master of my own soul and my own spirit. And if I'm positive and if I'm good enough, then I can make everything better, you know? And I know that there is a silver lining, some truth to that of, yeah, there is power in positivity, but where are you pulling that from? Because if you're pulling that from yourself, that can only take you so far.
Yeah.
And I loved when you said that it showed you that you guys weren't doing it in your own strength, that you had to rely on God.
Absolutely.
And, you know, God in his word has, he brought this to my attention because I never really noticed it before, but there's so many verses in the Bible that talks about God's righteous right hand, how he's always holding our right hand with his righteous right hand. And I think about, oh my gosh, he brought a picture to me, and I wish I remember the exact scripture. I know it's in Isaiah, but there's a scripture where he talks about in every situation in our lives, if we picture his right hand holding our right hand, it's like a handshake. So it's like if me and you were to shake each other's hands, it's an agreement, it's a covenant. And because Jesus, like you said, died on the cross for us, and it was so personal, each person has a personal covenant or a personal contract with Jesus just between them, you know. And even if you're the only person in the world, God would have still sent his son to die for you because he loves you that much. And when we have that personal relationship with him, it takes religion and law right out the door, because now it's not about all these things that we got to do in our own strength to be good enough, to be perfect, because we're going to fail every single day. We're never going to always get it right. Because if that was the case, then Jesus didn't need to come down for us. If we had it all under control, then sin wouldn't exist. And I love, you know, when we get the understanding of depending on him, we receive his power into our hearts. And that is how we can be loved. That is how we can forgive. It's not because we're sitting there, you know, shaking our hands and our fists, white knuckling it. You know, I'm going to forgive this person. And then the next day, you know, you're upset all over again.
Yeah.
But God is downloading that strength into our hearts when we pursue that relationship with him. And I think that testimony that you said about you and your husband is just so specific to any other person. And because of that, I know that you guys have a son, and your son is getting to be a part of watching his mom and his dad love each other. Now, he's only one, he may not understand now, but the seeds that you're planting in him when he gets older, he's going to see doing it God's way, the benefit of that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, with being a mom and being a stay-at-home mom, I know we won't be able to talk about all of it this segment, but just to kind of touch on the surface of it, how do you feel, you know, by putting Jesus first and leaning on him has helped you be a mom to this little boy?
I would say that Jesus is a lot like my, or a morning cup of coffee for me. If I don't have, if I don't fill myself up with God, then I'm running on a dry cup. And as a mom and as a wife, and, you know, everything is pulling at our attention and competing for it. And I can't give grace when I don't, you know, haven't recognized it from the Lord. I can't give peace when I haven't received that from the Lord. And so it's been really important to stay plugged in to, you know, whether that's waking up 15 minutes early to do devotionals and prayers and read God's word, or during nap time, or staying up a little later, or like I like to do, just put on a sermon while I'm cooking dinner or something. It's been really important to stay connected and receive that from God so that I can give to others and be the best mom that I can be, and be the best wife and friend and sister and daughter that I can be.
That is so awesome. I love that. So encouraging. And I also know, you know, God has called you in a period of time to be staying at home, to stay at home and to raise your son. And I know that God has spoken to you a lot in this season of what that looks like and what that means and how you can encourage other stay-at-home moms and other new moms in this season. So when we get back, we're going to talk all about that. I'm so excited, and it's been a blessing to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We will talk to you soon. Bye.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you have been with us from the beginning, we just thank you from the bottom of our hearts for allowing us to share our thoughts and, you know, some of these questions that we've been talking about tonight. But if you weren't here, I have my dear friend in the studio with me tonight. Her name is Sabrina Backus, and you know, she was so brave to share her personal testimony. She shared about one of the biggest testimonies that her and her husband got through early on in their marriage. And we just ended our last segment about being a mom and how Sabrina has made Jesus, you know, the center of her world personally, so she can be the wife and the mother that God is calling her to be. And so, with that being said, I have heard bits and pieces of this, you know, in our private time when we're talking. But I know right now that God has called you to a season of being a stay-at-home mom to raise your son, and that was obviously a decision you and your husband made together. But I know there's so many moms that, you know, maybe they're thinking about being a stay-at-home mom or they're struggling with it. So, if you would just like to share with our viewers, you know, how that was put on your heart and the why you and your husband made that decision together and what, you know, some of the struggles that you had earlier on, but how God has, like you were saying, he's really brought to light a whole new perspective of motherhood and what it means to raise your son. So it's just a free open door, you know, share as much as you want.
Yeah. In choosing to be a stay-at-home mom, that was actually a really big transition for me because prior to being a stay-at-home mom, I was working. I was going to graduate school. Wow. I was working for the court system, and one day a week I would go volunteer at the police department, and I was also on my local search and rescue team.
Wow.
And so, so I loved what I did. I was very active professionally in things that I was interested in, and I felt like I was making a big impact in the world. And definitely. So moving into, you know, slowly transitioning and letting go of those things, except for graduate school, and becoming a stay-at-home mom, I felt very lonely. It can feel very lonely. I also had a back injury right after having my son, which left me staying at home most of the time, too, because I had trouble lifting him and different things. So I honestly felt, you know, it's kind of sad to say, but I honestly felt from what my life was before to immediately after, I kind of felt like I didn't really have that much purpose in life. I felt kind of demoted in life because I just felt like a diaper-changing milk machine, you know, every day, struggling to stay awake from lack of sleep. But what I started doing was I started just thanking God for anything and everything I could think of in my life and in my season, and that really positioned my heart for God to speak into it. And he opened my eyes to see how, you know, it's absolutely not a demotion in life. It's a platform that in life, when you become a mom, because you are speaking into the life of another human being and helping shape their heart and their life and their faith and their understanding of God. And who knows the impact that they will have on other people through the way that you teach them to love God and to love others. And not only that, he also showed me how I was meeting other moms, who non-believers and believers, who I never would have, you know, talked to before without that common ground of having children. So he really showed me that nothing is wasted with God, that to bloom where you're planted, and that we have influence in every season. You know, nobody has the same neighbors and spouse and mom and dad and in-laws and friends and, you know, all of that that we have, and we're made for more.
That's really special. And I think that, you know, especially for moms, when you're a new mom and everything is changing, because I hear from my friends, you know, the struggles that they have gone through. And I think, to me, when I look at my own mom and I see the impact that she made on my life, and, you know, she didn't necessarily stay home with me, you know, for a period of time, but because of her love and her, you know, non-judgmental caring towards me growing up and her always praying over me, you know, our parents, you know, outside of having a relationship with God, is the number one most impactful,
yeah,
you know, thing that happens to our lives, good or bad. And that is proven by statistics. So because when you come from your parents, you know, of course, we know that we come from God, but God, you know, gave us these parents for a reason, and everything has a purpose to it. And so I look at moms with so much honor and respect because you're pouring life into a person, like you said. And, you know, it's such a blessing, and I think that's special. But not even just motherhood, but any season that God calls us in. Yes. You know, when he takes us from one season to a next, when we're in that transition, I think sometimes we're always hungry to go to the next season. You may think of that movie Click with Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I saw that movie, it really made me think of myself. Ever since I was little, my grandma says an amazing thing. And so my grandma said that when she was younger, her mom would always say, haste makes waste. So every time we hurry to get whatever we're trying to get done to move on to the next thing, we're wasting our time, because either we're going to have to go back and do it again, We're not going to learn what we're supposed to learn. And in God's economy, nobody fails. So you will retake that test like the Israelites did over and over again, and you will pass it. Either you're going to die trying or you're going to die passing it. But either way, that test is forever going to keep coming up until you, you know, complete it. Because with God, there is no failure. There's mm-hmm. only victory. Mm-hmm. There's only Amen. Overcoming. Amen. And so, you know, to back up, what I was saying is when I was little, I, you know, would come home from school and I want to get my homework done immediately because I want to play. Like, all I thought is, like, I just want to get this done so I could do what I really want to do. But when we live our lives like that and we don't take our time to, like, do things right or ask God, like, hey, I'm in this season. Why? Why am I in this season? You know, is there something that you are want to teach me? Mm-hmm. What is it that you want to teach me? Who is it that you want to be for me now in this season that I didn't allow for you to be for me in the past? You know, what are the areas that I need to grow in? Because so many times we're in a hurry, you know, and we're not looking at our season as a blessing and we're thinking it's a curse. That's just a lie from the enemy.
Yeah.
Because there is purpose in every season, just like when the farmer plants the seed. You know, there's a long period of time before it sprouts up, but what he's doing in the middle is going to determine if it is going to sprout up. That's is his crop going to die, or is he going to water every day and be diligent and have a harvest? And so I love that you were so brave to, you know, step out into that. And I want to be able to talk more with you, and this show is ending. But the best part about this is I do get to post on the blog a little bit about what we talked about. And then the viewer at home will have the opportunity to connect with you and anything that you have going on. So if you, you know, have a link or any information, they could follow you on Facebook or Instagram or get, you know, if someone's near in town and wants to be a part of the women's Bible ministry that you have. And then they could get connected with you. So we will put that on my blog. We're also going to put it on Central City Radio, the Jack and Nicole Show under podcasts. And we just thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for tuning in with us tonight. It's always a joy and a pleasure that you open up your home to us. So stay blessed, and we'll see you next Monday.